We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. John and Jacob back in the saddle.
Hey. Glad to be here, buddy. Thanks a bunch, Dano. And this segment of the show, The Gunsmith Show here on US 103, is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Service Center right on Dort Highway in darn near downtown Burton, Michigan. Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road. Real easy to get to. Jake, you've been there before.
Been there before. A short drive from anywhere in the listening area.
No kidding. And certainly worth it. Great price on tires. Did get my tires and rims on this week. They're beautiful. I was held up for a whole week because I was sick, and I wasn't able to get over there. He kept them stacked up in his showroom because they're so pretty. And he said, it's kind of nice having those in here because everybody was loving them. So it's on our new Tommy's Heart rig, so it looks really, really good. But Diamond Jim's, it will take care of all your needs. Tires, rims, shocks, struts, suspension, alignments. Their number is 810-743-4210. That's 810-743-4210. And like all the sponsors of the show, you can get to them right on my website, thegss.com. And you can always shoot us an email, too, if you need to. If you want to, you know, anything personal you want to send us, our email is shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss.com. So we were talking about Kel-Tex in that last segment.
Yeah.
And all good. Happy about the new 10mm. I put a picture of it on our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show, this week. And you immediately hit me. As soon as you saw the picture, you immediately said, yep, it's going to be available this summer, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm excited about it. So, but this segment of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the industry. Now, there's so much going on politically. We're not talking about much politics right now. Ever changing.
Week, there's another bill passed here and law trying to get through for this. And well, it's changing so fast. It's like, why not wait till they're all done to report?
I that's how I feel right now because it's changing like hour by hour. I think I got an updated report and I don't. So I, every time I think things are getting better in Michigan, I realize that, you know, Governor Whitmer's done something different or Dana Nessel's done something different. So I just kind of staying out of it right now, paying attention, but not reporting on it because right. You want to report, you want to look at it, you can. It's easy to Google gun rules in Michigan and it'll pop up and you can go from there. But we got some more kind of not good news about the gun industry, but it's survival of the fittest because we are, free society.
Yep.
And Jacob, tell us a little bit about Deltan.
Yeah, so Deltan's been around since, more than 25 years. They're based out of North Carolina.
They used to always have the ads in Shotgun News.
Oh, yeah.
Pages of deals on AR-15s, all the different uppers you could buy. And
back when there was nobody out there making deals like that.
You had to buy.
You were buying Colts at $1,200.
Or a DPMS.
Yeah.
Or a Bushmaster.
That was, think about it, for how long all you saw was Armalite, Colt, Bushmaster, and DPMS.
Yep.
Those were it.
Yep. And then Deltan.
And Deltan was there. But half the price.
I never saw Deltans here in Michigan much. I never did. I never saw a Deltan dealer. I'm sure there's some around, but I never experienced them other than I've handled a couple of them, and they're just ARs, but now there's hundreds of manufacturers.
Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago, talking about how many.
Yeah. Just in Michigan, there was like 43 different manufacturers AR-15s in Michigan.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, you can buy the parts and put them together, but to actually make the receiver and stuff, there's people making them right here in Michigan.
Yep.
So,
But
we're talking about Deltan.
Deltan. So, Deltan made an announcement this week that they are closing their doors. In a message they posted on all their accounts, they said, "Thank you for your support. Deltan is closing."
Maybe they're going to close the doors and turn it into a solar farm like everything else that closes in Michigan.
Well, this is in North Carolina.
Turns into a solar farm.
"As Deltan prepares to close its doors, we want to take a moment to express our deepest gratitude to the incredible people who have been part of our journey."
Wow.
So Deltan's closing their doors. So founded in 1998 in North Carolina in a garage outside of Fort Bragg. After they got all their parts. That's interesting.
Yeah,
all these spring kits.
But they all knew what they were doing if they were at Fort Bragg.
They were all armorers
and
knew the stuff.
It's no longer Fort Liberty. Now it's Fort Bragg again.
Oh, they turned it back?
They're going to change it back to Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
That's good.
So eventually, through different moves, they had a 26,000 square foot facility since 2007. So that's a pretty big operation.
It's just a little bit bigger than Williams Gunsight, yeah. The showroom at Williams Gunsight.
So by 2013, they were producing over 15,000 firearms a year. You think that's a good number.
Yeah.
As it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, but let's not forget, in that time period, everything else started coming out too.
Yeah.
By 2013, you started having
Arrow, CDNN, or CN,
CMMG.
CMMG.
But you're talking
about,
for the same price points as Deltons, you had Smith & Wesson making those simple M&P2s.
M&Ps.
Ruger's ARs were
huge,
sub-$800. You have
POF, Daniel Defense. You had a lot of people already in the market.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in their price points.
Oh, in their price points. Well, Deltons had, you know, they weren't all cheap.
No, but in the less than $1,000 AR market, that market's pretty flooded.
Mm-hmm.
By 2013, that market got pretty flooded.
And
it's continuing to grow today with the fact of, you know, any day you see ARs for
Andersons.
What you were just saying this morning, what are some of the prices you've seen?
Oh, yeah. In the past week, I've seen ARs for $399.
Right.
You know,
right.
Entry-level ARs. And it gets you the...
That's cheaper than a Glock handgun.
And these aren't plastic either. I mean, some of these, you know, you used to say, oh, they're the plastic ones. You know, I don't want a plastic AR, although some of the gun is plastic. I watched a cool video last night on an AR completely on fire. They're, you know, torture testing it.
Oh,
and
sure.
They had a whole front end was just looked like a raging fire stick. Anyways.
So they had
melted.
A couple different series of rifles, and they all had a lifetime warranty. The Alpha, the Echo, and the Sierra platforms, they all had an MSRP of somewhere $600 to $700, and there's usually less than that in the stores. But you've got, you know, Palmetto State Armory, Diamondback, Anderson Arms, like you said, making the same price point. Are we starting to see that market being too flooded? And then, not to mention the fact that more people are building ARs now than ever before.
Yeah. Well, more, you got companies like Bear Creek Armory that are making the uppers, and all you got to do is go to the store and buy a lower, and you can change that gun
you can
17
buy a
different ways.
You can buy a complete lower from any gun store.
Yeah,
for a reasonable price.
Yeah.
And then you're just picking out whatever caliber you want from Bear Creek and slapping it on there.
Yeah. And here in Michigan, you buy one AR pistol lower, and you can take that pistol lower and you register it, and you can change the caliber to whatever you want on top.
Yeah,
very easy, legally.
It's legally done.
You got to register it with one upper on it, and then after that, you can change the caliber. If you want a 7.62x39 or a 223 Wild or a 300 Blackout or...
Do they do 450 handguns?
Yes.
Uppers?
Yes.
Interesting.
Our friend Steve's got one of those.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got
the... how that feels.
He's got... It hurts, he says. And it's got the... I made him some mild 450s for it, and... he's got the low. It's on a lower that has the unicorn on it, the fairy tale unicorn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. I think it's called a snowflake lower, and it's pretty funny looking. But anyways, 10.5-inch barrel. But
oh,
my gosh. So yeah, it's a boomer. But so there's, I mean, there's so many AR-15 makers out there. It doesn't surprise me that somebody's made their money and they said, you know what, I'm just going to sell out, because right there in North Carolina, you got Bear Creek Arsenal too, and they're huge. They're advertising on the radio all the time. And they are coming out with innovative things constantly. They're always doing the newest, best, you know. And I love them. I use Bear Creek almost religiously. Still, some of my favorite guns are, you know, Bushmasters, but my favorite ARs, but. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
My Bushmaster AR uppers.
But it's so Bear Creek produces such a great product for the price. I mean, you're able to get uppers for, sometimes you're getting uppers for less than $250.
Yeah, sometimes I've got a lot of uppers for like $179, you know, because I wait for the sale.
Yep.
And
so you're producing a fairly great product
at
a great price.
And some people just hate them. You know, if you clean them good, they work perfect.
Yeah,
you clean them good when you first get them, and that's the deal with ARs all the way around. You can't buy them right out of the box and, you know, just go to the range, whip it out, and start shooting it. You got to clean them. The bolts have got grease in them. You got to clean them, make sure they're deburred. And I go through them. I go through the bolts and make sure that there's no.
It's funny. Remember how my big Bushmaster,
Oh, yeah. My brand new $1,200 Bush, $1,271 Bushmaster.
When the 450s came out, right from Bushmaster Rifles, yeah. We bought the full 16-inch rifle.
You and I both bought them same day. Yep.
To the range, clean it up, shoot it. Completely failed.
Yeah.
There was a complete major malfunction inside the receiver. Every shell.
Major malfunction. I like that.
Every shell was ripping apart.
Yep.
Sent it back. From the factory, that gun had problems.
Yeah.
So even you might think, you know, Deltown, it's a $600 AR. $1,200 Bushmasters do the same thing. Now, have we ever gotten into the $2,500 Daniel Defenses?
No. Haven't had any. I'm not an operator. The most expensive one I ever bought, put together, was a CMMG 308 AR-10. And that was, I put a lot of money into that one.
Yeah.
And, but realistically, yeah, it was a cool gun. It was a lot of fun. But I bet you an M&P 10 would have been done the same thing. The M&P 308.
I have my friend Robbie has one of those.
Yeah.
$899 308. And he loves it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Put a $98 red dot on the top of it. That's perfect. Yeah. It's like, well, I guess it functions. You
yeah,
know?
And it's what he needs. And he's a Marine, a former Marine. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
So, personally, I like the Bear Creeks. I just make sure the lower is on the money. And I like Arrow Precision lowers, but I love my DPMS lowers. And I've got Anderson lowers. I've got Colt lowers. I got all kinds of lowers. But they all work. But, I have grown spoiled, and I do upgrade the triggers now, you know, because I know how good those are. And I use the what's the brand name of the triggers I use out of Texas? Oh, doggone it. I put one in yours.
You did. I don't remember the name. CNC products?
CNC. Yeah, that's right. CNC, 2.5 pounders.
So
God, they're good triggers.
Back to Deltan.
Yep.
You know, even just what you're describing here, people realize you can build these rifles up.
Oh, yeah.
So, one,
yeah, all interchangeable parts.
I guess maybe the other question to ask is the basic AR market dead?
No.
People are still buying the basics and keeping them. Okay.
Yep.
So then the basic market, is it flooded then?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's survival of the fittest. What you're going to get is you're going to get the companies that know how to market on the internet are doing really good. Deltan was a print marketer. They didn't do much on the internet.
Gotcha.
Bear Creek is, I get emails from Bear Creek 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm on a first name basis with the lady that you call and talk to there, Kaylee. And
you said birthday cards.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that out there.
Yeah. So if you're marketing good on the internet, you're going to do good in this business. There's a lot of local shops that, you know, specialize in building ARs.
And I'm sure there's other companies out there looking at this thinking like, ooh, we don't want to be next.
Yeah. No kidding.
What can we do to not be next?
Yeah. So you said there's been a couple other recent closings.
Yeah, Kalashnikov USA also closed, and so did Pioneer Arms.
Well,
so
they both made AKs, right?
AKs in the U.S. So even that market's drying up a little bit.
Well, AKs are, you know, there's so many of them. You know,
they don't die.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't die. You can run them over the car, and they still work. So, anyways, well, that's I feel bad for the folks at Deltan. Hopefully they're happily going to retire. But I know there's probably people out there in the shop that are no longer there now, you know. And when we come back, we got to go to commercial break. When we come back, we got to talk a little bit about upcoming gun show on May 10th.
Yep.
And then we got
some new guns.
New guns to talk about. Cool new guns.
You know, our nickname for our kitty is AK.
Your cat?
Doesn't die?
No. Autistic kitty.
Oh.
She's very frightened, a little skittish.
I got a dog like
that. With 47 lives. This is AK-47.
I got a chocolate lab like that. So.
Gunsmiths, back right after this.